Proclamation number 5598 of 10th of April, 1953. I am from eternity. Lucifer's creation. I am from eternity and I will be for all eternity. I am the highest and most perfect being, and countless beings emerged from me, also in perfection, because I could not create anything but perfect. And thus this being created by me was also full of power and strength. It was not limited in its activity, thus it was able to create at and shape like me because it used my strength which it drew from me without limitation. The emanation of strength into my living creations was a process which made me unspeakably happy and stimulated my will of love again and again to supply my living creations with my strength. Yet I constantly did this through my first created being in order to make it equally happy and to stimulate it into creative activity. Yet my emanation of love no longer found resonance there. The first created being did not acknowledge me as the source of strength but believed itself to be the producer of this strength because it was able to create of its own free will and therefore did not want to acknowledge anyone above itself. And this was its undoing, for it volitionally detached itself from me and thus also from love, even though it remained powerful and mighty because I did not withdraw my strength from a being which had created my love. Thus it certainly retained its strength which, however, was no longer strength of love which had a constructive effect but a destructive, disintegrating effect because it lacked love. Nevertheless, this being remained my creature, for my love cannot turn away from the products of my love. But it had a beginning, while I'm from eternity. This alone should have given this first created being the evidence that it was not the highest, the first being, for it knew about its beginning. And this knowledge must have caused its love for me, for the being which gave rise to it, to become excessively inflamed. For it was overjoyed in its perfectly created state by me, and it was able to constantly increase its happiness by creating beings like itself. And this ability to create also had to remind it of the one who had also given it life. The knowledge was in it, the first created spirit. It was therefore the bearer of light which was able to impart all its knowledge to the beings which emerged from its will but which all had my strength as their fundamental substance, which were all born from love which constantly permeated the first created spirit and originated from me. And in spite of this realization, in spite of the brightest light which shone through it, the being fell. It turned away from me. It repelled eternal love, it no longer used its strength in my will but against me. But it could not detach itself from me. Nor could it pass away. Although it had once taken its beginning, for it was strength from me which cannot eternally pass away. It could only have a negative effect up to a certain degree in order to change into positive strength once this degree was exceeded. But I never eternally pass away, and what is once emanated from me also inevitably returns to me. But then it will have undergone a transformation so that it will recognize itself as a spark of light, so that it will strive towards the eternal light. So that it will find its bliss with me and in me, so that I will now radiate through it with my strength of love for all eternity. Amen.